I know you got into podcasting pretty much at the beginning. How did you first hear of it?
I was an avid reader of blogs, and I was aware that some bloggers were starting to attach audio files. And that excited me. I'd never written my own blog. I'm not really much of a writer, but I knew that doing something with audio would be my kind of thing. I read a newspaper article early in 2004, February, I think, which mentioned podcasting. So I started to look into it. But I didn't feel that I had the technical capabilities. I was also busy with work. I'm a graphic designer, so I sort of forgot about the idea for a while.
But you came back to it and started your own podcast early in 2005.
That's right. In January, to be exact. By then, all the tools were available and I had enough free time to devote to my own podcast. Of course, I didn't know if anyone would listen to it, but just being able to broadcast something was enough for me.
Did you get any reaction from the public?
Yes, I was surprised and gratified to find that not only were people listening, but they were interested enough to email me with their thoughts on what I'd said.
What do you find to talk about?
Oh, current affairs, music, travel, you know, the things I'm interested in. I find it quite easy to just ramble on about things in general, like something I've read about. And as I began to hear from people, I could imagine that I was talking to a real person. I could visualise my audience, if you like. I must admit that I'd always had ambitions to have my own radio show. I dabbled a little in community broadcasting, but of course never had my own programme. With podcasting, I found that I could have just that. My own show, three times a week.
Nowadays, your podcasts aren't just all talk, are they?
No. I include quite a bit of music in them. People in bands send me examples of their music, and if I like it, I'll play it in my podcast. I also actively look for new music to play. Lots of people nowadays publish their music on the web, and they're very happy to have it publicised more in podcasts.
At the moment, this is just a hobby. But do you see yourself making money from podcasting in the future?
No, not really. I know that some podcasters are talking about charging a subscription to their podcasts, but I like the idea that it's for free. If you start charging people for something, they can start making demands on you. And I like to be able to do and say whatever I want.